This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
President Trump yesterday signed the USMCA agreement. During a White House ceremony, Trump stated USMCA is the largest, most significant, modern, and balanced trade agreement in history. USMCA replaces the North American Free Trade Agreement, a trade deal Trump considered outdated and terrible. Mexico approved the signed agreement last year. Legislation to approve the agreement in Canada was announced this week. Canada seems likely to approve the agreement within the next month, following its legislative process. Canada and Mexico are the top trading partners for U.S. agriculture. President Trump says USMCA is a monumental win for American farmers and ranchers, improving access to Canadian and Mexican markets. The agreement protects current market conditions between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, and includes an estimated $2.2 billion of an increase in U.S. ag exports. The agreement is expected to grow annual dairy exports to nearly $315 million. Trump promised dairy farmers improved trade with Canada when announcing his intention to upgrade NAFTA. Now, with the China trade deal and USMCA pretty well on the books, the Trump administration will continue to focus its trade as officials work towards more trade agreements. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue traveled to the European Union to discuss a potential trade deal this week, and talks are ongoing to reach a tentative agreement with India. Perdue maintains that agriculture needs to be included in a trade deal with the European Union. Specifically, Perdue told reporters Wednesday from Rome he wants the EU to recognize the U.S. method of sanitizing chicken products, along with addressing geographic indicators and EU objections to biotechnology. Meanwhile, Politico reports U.S. trade rep Robert Lighthizer is expected to travel to New Delhi, India, earlier next month for potential trade talks with India's commerce minister. President Donald Trump revoked a trade benefit for India last year that cuts duties on products from developing nations. India is seeking to regain those benefits, while the U.S. wants the equivalent access for U.S. agriculture products in any tentative trade deal. In news here back in the United States, House Democrats are seeking to block the Trump administration's cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Changes to the SNAP requirements for able-bodied adults without dependents are set to take effect in April. The Department of Agriculture says the rule revises the conditions under which the USDA would waive, when requested by states, the able-bodied adult without dependents time limit in areas that have an unemployment rate of over 10% or a lack of sufficient jobs. Representative Marcia Fudge of Ohio and chair of the House Ag Subcommittee on Nutrition announced House support of the lawsuit filed by 15 states, including the District of Columbia. The lawsuit says the rule strips SNAP benefits from 700,000 recipients in a move rejected by the 2018 Farm Bill. Representative Fudge says the rule does real harm to the SNAP's ability to accomplish its mission, adding the House will fight this hypocritical and political cruelty. In news from the USDA, the Department of Agriculture is reminding farmers interested in the Conservation Reserve Program that 2020 general sign-up to enroll is by February 28th. The sign-up is available to farmers and private landowners who are either enrolling for the very first time or re-enrolling for another 10 to 15-year term. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce notes that this opportunity is the first for general sign-up since 2016, and we want producers and private landowners to know that we have just 1 month remaining. CRP has 22 million acres enrolled, but the latest farm bill lifted the cap to 27 million acres. Signed into law in 1985, CRP is one of the largest private lands conservation programs in the country. It was originally intended to primarily control soil erosion and potentially stabilize commodity prices by taking marginal lands out of production. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in CRP receive yearly rental payments for voluntarily establishing long-term, resource-conserving plant species which can control soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop a wildlife habitat. Moving on now into State of Illinois Ag News here on your Thursday morning. Statewide, the average temperature on the Crop Progress and Condition Report for January was 31.5 degrees, 6.8 degrees above normal. Precipitation for the month of January so far has averaged 4.28 inches, 2.67 of an inch above normal. As of Sunday, the topsoil moisture supply was rated 3% short, 57% adequate, and 40% surplus. Subsoil moisture was about the same, 3% short, 65% adequate, and 32% surplus. So far, winter wheat across the state is rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 41% fair, 37% good, and 10% excellent. And those numbers are expected to drop with the lack of snow cover across southern Illinois. Moving on into other state ag news and more weather news. Last year, the key weather words were polar vortex, but there's no mention of that this winter. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford says statewide, temperatures are 3 to 4 degrees above normal, above average, rather, for January.
The polar vortex, both the one in closer to the surface in the troposphere and the one higher up in the stratosphere, you know, they've mainly stayed, I shouldn't say where they belong, but up in the Arctic, up north. So we really haven't seen those cold air outbursts that those systems can bring. Just because that cold air has been relegated further north, up into central Canada, up into the Arctic. And so the way the circulation patterns have been persisting is that we have generally seen pretty strong flow out of the west to southwest, which has allowed our temperatures to remain pretty mild and have actually resulted in some pretty warm days. Like a couple of weeks ago, I think the high was in the high 50s in northern Illinois and all the way down to the low 70s in southern Illinois. So those persistent circulation features have really kept our temperatures mild throughout the month.
Again, that was state climatologist Trent Ford. Moving along now to local ag news. Coming up in February, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with Crossover Ministries, will be holding an event called 5F, covering faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. This event will highlight stress management in the ag industry, and it will also be an event to celebrate farmers and everything they do to feed the world. To explain more on this first-of-its-kind event is Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson.
Really looking forward to this event. We're partnering with Crossover Ministries, and we're calling this a 5F, and we're thinking of it as a high five to our farmers. And the 5Fs are faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. All very important things, and things that I think a lot of people listening have in common. This event is focusing on stress on the farm. We all know that this past year was super stressful. The weather itself caused a bunch of that. We couldn't get in the fields to plant, and then harvesting was really difficult. It was a late year. And then the markets and all the different stressors that come with farming. So that has been a really hot topic, unfortunately, in the ag industry lately. So we thought we would like to host an event to address that issue, hopefully provide some tips and some comfort to those people if they are struggling and they are stressed out, offer some ways to deal with that stress. And a good point that was brought up by Adrian DeSutter, who is our featured speaker for this event. Just a little bit about Adrian. She lives in Knox County with her husband. She's a farm wife. She previously was a counselor, so she's certified in counseling, and now this last year she's really been working with ag groups and traveling the country to talk about mental health and stress on the farm. And when we were putting the flyer together to advertise for this event, she brought up a good point. We were talking about the wording, how do we want to promote this when we talk about stress? And she says, you know, sometimes our first mistake is that we want to get rid of stress, but really we just need to learn how to live with it and how to manage stress. So that is one of the key things we're hoping to offer from this event. Also a free meal. Milanis is going to be catering. It's free to the public, so all that we ask is you RSVP in advance so we know how much food to provide, and we invite farmers, your neighbors, your friends, family, ag industry professionals who work with farmers on a daily basis. We want this to be an educational event and just to help you out if you are stressed or if you're just wanting to learn more about how to manage stress and mental health. This is the event for you.
Again, this is going to be on February 20th. We didn't really cover the date. February 20th at the Farm Bureau office, and it's going to be in the evening. That's a Thursday night, so during the week. And, of course, as you said, with a meal, we're going to need RSVP.
Yep.
So that's
yes.
That's going to be coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, we're asking for RSVPs by February 7th, which is not that far away somehow. It felt like January was the month that never ends, and now it's almost over. So February 7th, RSVP by calling my office, Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Our phone number is 217-532-6171. Again, this event is taking place Thursday, February 20th. Registration and the meal will kick off at 6 p.m. The program will follow. We're thinking it's not going to last much longer than a couple hours, so you can plan your schedules accordingly. And again, it's being held at my office in Hillsboro, which is 102 North Main Street.
Again, that was Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County. RSVP for the event will be a week from tomorrow, Friday, February 7th, and the event will be on Thursday evening, February 20th. And you can catch the full interview with Katie next week during Farmers Appreciation Week programming. Moving on to the local Ag Community Bulletin Board, the Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency is going to be holding two informational meetings to provide an overview of USDA safety net programs, ARC and PLC. One of the meetings will be held later on this morning at 10, and the second meeting will be held next Tuesday, the 4th, at 2:30 in the afternoon. Both meetings are going to be held at the County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro on the Courthouse Square. Choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th, and you can RSVP for the meeting Tuesday by calling 532-3361, extension 2. Later on this morning also, the Illinois Wheat Associations and Soybean Associations Double Crop Farmers Forum will be held. That'll be held at the Doubletree Hilton in Mount Vernon. Coming up on Saturday, the Hillsboro FFA chapter will be having a Krispy Kreme fundraiser at the CNB Bank and Trust, Rural King in Litchfield, the S&B Bank locations in Irving and Witt, and also the Irving Creamery. Again, that'll be held on Saturday morning, and proceeds go to the Hillsboro High School FFA chapter. Saturday night, the Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their annual chicken and beer dance along with a live and silent auction. That'll be held at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton Saturday night at 5. Tickets are available around Staunton for $25 per person at Ace Hardware, Bill's IGA, and the Prairie Town Feed Store. If you need more information, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. The University of Illinois Extension will be hosting a Pruning Apples and More workshop held at the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro. Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger will present a variety of pruning techniques for apples and other fruit trees. The program will take place next Thursday, the 6th, from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. You can pre-register by visiting go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Extension office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. Registration is on the 5th of February, which is next Wednesday. Also coming up next weekend, actually 2 weekends from now, will be the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show in Peoria. That'll be held at the Peoria Civic Center on Friday and Saturday. Also coming up in 2 weekends from now, the Southwestern FFA Alumni Chapter will be holding their second annual banquet and auction. That'll be held at the Tri-County Rod and Gun Club in Brighton on Saturday, February 8th. Doors will open at 5, and proceeds go to support the student chapter throughout the year for their projects and events. Tickets can be bought from advisor Casey McAfee at the Southwestern High School. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us or anything for the Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Thursday morning, January 30th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.